Welcome to Shomar Shava and the Daf Shir sponsor, Lui Nishmas Arim B'Akashor and Leah B'Sitzchok. We're holding Bo B'Kama Kofiot. The Gemara would be says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Aaron, Akoyin, and his children the 24 Matas Geuna. And they all were given with a Klal U'Prato Klal and a Bris Melach. Anybody who gives the Matas Geuna is Mekayim, the Klal U'Prato Klal and the Bris Melach. And anyone who doesn't, so he is Mefer, the Klal U'Prato Klal and the Bris Melach. Rashi says, Klal Prato Klal, when you look at Mandas Kehuna, there is a Klal Prato Klal in the Psukim over there. But what does it mean that someone who gives Mandas Kehuna is Mekayim Klal Prato Klal? And what does it have to connect to Bris Melach? So this is obviously very deep in Yonim. We'll just touch upon it based on how the Shlo HaKadosh explains in the Parshas Koyach. And the Shlo says as follows. The way the world was created is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu first of all created a rule. He created the potential of everything. And from there, all the details came out. The Ramban says that the first creation is what's called Hiyuli. That's the material of the world. And then, from that material, everything else was created. As Rashi says in Chumash, in the first day already, everything was created. And just and every day of Yimei Bereishis was put in place. The Oimik means not that the actual sun was there, but the pshat is that the potential, the idea, the concept of the sun was already in the world, and then it was put in place. So the beginning comes that potential, that idea, that the rule, and from there comes all the details. Says the Shlo, the same thing works in Ruchnius. Also, spirituality is revealed the same way. He says the Dugma Ladova, we see it, is in the letters. We know that Shishim Riboy Oisius Latoyro, that's what the Rosh Tevis Yisrael is. Yes, Shishim Ribu Yisrael is the Torah, the 600,000 letters in the Torah. And even though we know it's not 600,000, we spoke about it on a different shir, how do we get to that number? But that's what the Mekubalim tell us, that it is 600,000, at least in the concept. The 600,000 Yisrael is the Torah are created or made or combined from the 22 letters of the Alibis. There's nothing more than the 22 letters of the Alibis. And the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, they themselves are all coming from the letter Aleph. How is that so? We know the 22 letters go in a gematria, in a numeric value. Aleph is 1, Beis is 2, etc. until you get to the letter Tav. Letter Tav is the number 400. But then it continues with the Oysefiyos. Chav Sofis, Mem Sofis, Nun Sofis, Pei Sofis, Tzadik Sofis continues on. Each one is another 100 until Tzadik Sofis is equal to 900. You take all the letters together, Tzadik Sofis, Tzadik Tes, that's 999. That is the max number that comes out from the numeric value of the Aleph Beis. And the next number, what comes out after 999? The number 1,000, that goes back to 1. Why? How do you spell 1,000 in Lashon HaKodesh? Aleph, Lamed, Pei, that's Aleph. Aleph is also Aleph. You go back to Aleph. So meaning, the letter Aleph has everything in it. From there comes out some details of 22 letters. For the 22 letters, you create the entire Torah Kula, which is Shishim Riboy Oisius. Says the Shlo, this is the revelation of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael has Aaron HaKohen, who's one. He's connected to Aleph. And then you have 22,000 Levim that were counted in the Midbar. And then you have Shishim Ribu was counted in the Midbar. This answers a question. Do we know Shishim Ribu is Yisrael Toiro? And that is connected to Klal Yisrael. But except the Shishim Ribu of Am Yisrael, there was 22,000 Levim. The answer is Shishim Ribu are the details. The 22 are the more Klalius. And then you have Aaron HaKohen, which is not part of that account because he's even more close than that. And what is the meaning of all this? Koyrach comes to argue and say that there's no point of having Koyanim and Levim. Ki kol eido kulum gdoishim b'toichem Hashem. We're all equal. We don't have a hierarchy where things go in stages. Comes the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes as Megale. No, the way the Ruchnius is spread in Am Yisrael, it does go in stages. There is the Klolius of Ruchnius by Aaron HaKohen, spreads to Levim, that's a 22, and then it spreads out to Am Yisrael. That's what Matas Kehuna is showing. Because Matas Kehuna, when Am Yisrael come and bring Matas Kehuna to the Aaron HaKohen, they recognize that Aaron HaKohen, he has the source of Ruchnius, that he is the one who includes them. That's this process for us to connect to above. And this is what it means, Klal U'Prat U'Klal. Klal rule, Prat detail. Klal means the Ruchnius is all included in a rule. Then it spreads out to details, the Prat. Someone who gives Matas Kehuna is returning from the Prat to the Klal. That's klal prat to klal. And this is what Bris Melech is all about. As the Shlomo references, the famous Medrash brought down the Bein B'chayi, the Rekosh Baruch Hu separated the Mayim Elyonim, Mayim Techtoinim. The bottom waters cry, we want to be in front of Rekosh Baruch Hu. Rekosh Baruch Hu says, you know you're going to come in front of me? The salt that comes from the water will go in the Mizbeach. Meaning this is really a message that the Techtoinim, the people down here in the world, can connect to the Yonim, can connect to Rekosh Baruch Hu. That's what Bris Melech is all about. The salt that goes up the Gavoya. And it's a bris, it's a covenant that forever the Techtoinim can connect to the Elyonim. Someone who brings the Matas Kehuno, so he recognizes the way, the method of how the Techtoinim connect to the Elyonim. It goes through a klal uprat rule in detail, and the detail goes back to the rule, you bring back the Matas Kehuno. And that's the idea of the Bris Melech, the salt, the separation of Elyonim Techtoinim, that the only way of Techtoinim to get up to the Elyonim is going in stages until you get back to the Elyonim. The 24 Matas Kehuno were given in the way it appears in the Torah is Klal Prat to Klal and Bris Melech. Anyone who gives Matas Kehuno, so he recognizes the hierarchy of the Gilui Ruchnias in the world of Klal Prat, and he is Mekayin the Bris Melech, the way the Techtoinim or Mitchaber are connecting to the Elyonim. As mentioned, these are very deep in Yonim, which need a lot of Iyun. But we touched a little bit upon it to give a little bit of the concept. What does it mean, klal prat to klal, or bris melech? Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list, to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.